Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Joyous Journeys Over 60. I'm Jane Ray, and I'm here with my fabulous podcast partner,
Andrea Stein. Nice to meet you, Jane.
And it's a lovely, hot day in Florida. Summer is definitely on its way. I'm on my way to Georgia and to the mountains in a little bit. So that's where we spend the summer. You're going to be here in the...
I like the heat. I like the humidity. The only thing I don't like is hurricanes.
Well, hopefully we'll be blessed this year. Yes. and not get any hurricanes. So today we want to talk about something that I think for most people of an age, we've started to develop or retain relationships by using social media.
Yeah.
I mean, we call it the social media lifestyle.
It's a social media lifestyle, indeed.
And you know, I find it very, very interesting because, you know, before we started recording, you were talking about people that you've never met, but they feel like they're friends.
You know, I interact a lot on social media and I love it, you know, and there's a good number of people I have never met in person. In all likelihood, I will never meet in person. But when they send me a message, the message sounds like I've been their lifelong best friend. They assume I know everything about them. And it is interesting. These relationships on social media are real. These are not imaginary constructs. This is a real place where relationships and friendships can be found, maintained, and even developed.
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying I have some connections on social media, Facebook. I mean, Facebook is social media for people of an age. But, you know, I have some friends there that I went to middle school with that I haven't seen probably since I'm 13 or 14 years old. But we've stayed connected through the years through Facebook. And so I've had the pleasure of watching their families or their travels or, you know, wishing them happy birthday. But we're still friends.
Yeah.
Right. Now, will I see them in person? I don't know. But if I never see them in person again, we have a shared experience. We remember going to middle school together, high school together, college together. I mean, you know, different friends from different seasons.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you move on, you know, from a job or you move on from you move away when you were a kid, you lose those friendships. But now with social media, you don't have to lose them. I mean, there are people that post social media, you know, every opinion, every, you know, hey, here's what I ate today. but, you know, even that's interesting if they post a recipe of something that, you know, I find pretty fascinating.
But for me, the beauty about the social media lifestyle is that I relate to people I would have never, ever had a chance to relate to without social media. There's people who I communicate to, who I relate to. They live, who knows where in the U.S. I would have never met them in person. And still, it feels like I have a real connection. They are a real friend. This is a real person. This is not imaginary. And I think this is a great opportunity. I love that.
Yeah, and I think it's something in recent years, particularly, I'll say for those of us of an age, but particularly people that have retired, where the social interaction that you might have had at work. Right. I mean, I worked from home for many, many years, and so I was very comfortable communicating with people on my computer because that was how I communicated with my team. But for those of us that are retired and we don't have that day-to-day interaction and you don't get to talk about what was on TV last night, you know, this gives you a way to stay connected, to feel important or still to feel like you matter because of the people that you get to share with, the people that you get to support or comfort. You know, there are people that comfort you. You know, again, I think there's a line where people share too much or they decide that they're going to share opinions that, you know, particularly political opinions or things like that, that, you know, that kind of support or don't support your friendship. But I think that from the purest perspective, a social media lifestyle gives you that sense of being human.
Being human, I think you hit the nail on the head, James. The danger of the social media lifestyle is that it moves from relationships to political opinions or some other agenda. But in essence, social media is a place where you can find relationships, maintain relationships, develop friendships, interact with people you would never have a chance to interact with otherwise. And as long as the focus remains on there, I think it can be a powerfully positive experience. I do know people, they've shared this with me, they refuse to be on social media. And they tell me, the reason I'm not on there is because all people do there is to tear you down. And that's a reality. That stuff does happen. So you need to be intentional about, the social media lifestyle. If it's being used for political campaigning, then you obviously cross into something where it's less about relationships, but about something else. But the relationships are still real.
It's interesting because if you kind of took that same dynamic IRL in real life.
Yeah.
And let's say you were in a group of people and somebody started talking about something that you were uncomfortable with.
Yes.
Or you were in a group that again just didn't fit your needs or fit your interests, you would leave it.
You would
leave it. You would walk away from it. Or if a friend, started just not being a good friend, you would leave that friend.
Absolutely.
You would end that friendship. Social media is the same way. You're not tethered to it, right?
Absolutely.
You're not stuck to it. And so, if there is a group or if there is a person or whatever that's making you uncomfortable, then leave it. It's the same as if you were actually, in some ways, it's easier because you just click a button and it's done,
yeah.
As opposed to having to look somebody in the face and say, I don't think we should be friends anymore.
Yes.
But that is one of the risks of social media, that it is a lot easier to write negative things than to look somebody in the eye and say that to them. I would tell you that from my experience, anyone that's posting things that are negative or tearing you down or whatever, just walk away from that.
Yes.
Right. Just walk away from it and avoid the opportunity for you to do that to somebody else. Nobody knows what struggles somebody's going through.
Absolutely.
And why somebody posted something. And so there is a respect, even though you're not face to face, there is a respect.
Yes.
That I think has to be maintained. And if you look at Facebook groups, for example,
yes,
all of them have codes of conduct.
Yeah.
Right. That you won't, be disrespectful. You won't bring in politics. You won't bring in, opinions that are not related to what the topics are. But if you also look at groups like Facebook groups, I found a couple of Facebook groups that have really gotten me through some times, yeah, that were very, very difficult, whether it's, medical things or, I'm happy to tell you that, I take a GLP-1 shot and I've joined groups that share recipes or side effects or experiences. And so it's also connecting with like-minded people.
Yes.
in some of those groups, where most of those groups are private, very confidential. You can feel comfortable sharing, but you can also feel comfortable asking for support when you're in that type of a support group. Again, think about it. If it was in real life and you were in a support group and you were meeting, at a local place, hopefully you would feel that that's a confidential and safe environment. You need to feel the same on social media groups as well.
Absolutely. It's, if it is a relationship, there is relationship rules, whether it's in real life, in real person, or on social media. And you never, in a real life relationship or a social media relationship, should allow anyone to harass you, to call you names, to offend you. There is no need for that. There is no space for that. And you mentioned it perfectly. Virtually walking away, you would walk away in real life. There is no place for that. But the power of social media lifestyle, there is, Jane, is also that you know, once retirement comes and maybe mobility becomes an issue, maybe you are no longer, you know, have the energy to be in all of those places where you want to be, the connections on social media, they are real connections and they will stay with you. You know, so you can still communicate to people, and it gives you a feeling of connectedness that even mobility issues cannot do away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you know, if you were housebound or you were having a temporary or permanent mobility issue or a medical issue, social media is a great way to stay connected. And again, I think that the positive side, it really outweighs any of the negative sides. Again, do you need to be astute? Yes. Do you need to self-protect if you're in a situation? Yes. But connecting with people that have similar interests or you have a similar history with, or just seeing the joy and sharing your joy.
Yes.
You know, sharing that you ate at a restaurant, and you really loved what you had and you took a picture of the menu. And, you know, first of all, the restaurant would love if you did that. but it is also a way to get people talking about, you know, what was the meal like? You know, what was the atmosphere like? It gets people a chance to talk to each other. And even in the groups, I mean, the groups will give you recommendations. The groups will share, you know, the good, the bad, and maybe a little bit of the ugly as well in terms of, you know, the negative thing. But also if you just need to be boosted, your wife posts a lot of very motivational quotes. Yeah. And I love that because I don't know where she gets them from. You know, she doesn't write them, but she shares them every day. And when you read those, you may not have thought of that on your own. So there's a lot of, again, very positive reinforcement. There's a lot of feeling love. There's a lot of loving that goes into social media if done responsibly.
If done responsibly. And, you know, the example you used, if you experience something beautiful, powerful, a restaurant, and you love the meal, something else, you go to a theater and love the play, whatever it is, you want to share it. If you experience something that's tough, that's frustrating, you want to share it. It makes it easier or it makes it more joyful. But where do you share it? You know, once it becomes more challenging to, because some of the friends that you had 20 years ago may no longer be around. Sharing on social media is real. You can share the highs, you can share the lows, and it helps. It gives you strength. It gives you motivation. It's truly the power of sharing.
Yeah, one of our grandsons, his son was having a medical issue, and a little boy. And, you know, he went out on social media and shared it and said, you know, please, can you offer prayers for this little boy's recovery? And it was remarkable. I mean, you know, people just like, you know, put up the hands. It is a way to, sometimes it is easier to write than to say.
Yes.
And absolutely. So I might not look at a whole group of people and say, hey, can you pray for my son? Yes. Can you pray for my grandson? You know, hey, you know, we're moving and we, you know, please, you know, help us, send us positive vibes, positive energy. It's a lot easier to write it. And in some ways, it's a lot easier to be a little bit vulnerable. Now, again, with responsibility,
With
responsibility, absolutely. Because, again, social media is mostly used for good and occasionally. And those people that are afraid of social media, you don't have to share every aspect of your life. You don't have to share your deepest feelings. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to share anything.
Right.
You could just tell somebody, hey, I'm thinking about you, or hey, I took a walk today and it was a beautiful day and here's pictures of the birds that I saw. I mean, it can be as light or as deep as you want it to be.
Yes.
And again, it they are real relationships. Relationships have dynamics.
They have dynamics. They have boundaries. This is appropriate. This is not appropriate. So it's the same rules apply to social media relationships as they do to real life relationships, because they are relationships. Because they are relationships, they're powerful. And this is one of the true challenges of retirement life, how to maintain, how to develop new relationships. And I think social media can be a very, very powerful entrance gate, you know, to develop new relationships, real friendships. And I think both of us know many people, who graduated from, if that's the right term, from social media relationships to in real relationships in real life. You know, there seems to be at least a possibility of a progression or graduation. I don't know what term they're best to be used.
Well, you know, it's also interesting because, you know, when we're talking about social media, we're talking about Facebook, right?
Right.
But if you look at other social media platforms, dating. Right. I mean, I'm happy to say I met my husband on Match.com.
And you were a match.
And we were a match. We lived 3 miles apart from each other. And our kids went to the same high school, but we had to go to Match.com to find each other. We joke that we're the poster kids for Match.com. There's a social media platform called Meetup. No, it's not Hookup. It is not a dating site. But Meetup is for groups that are looking to grow their membership. So, for example, here in Fort Myers, there is a meetup group called Retired Ladies Over 60. And once a month, they go to lunch at different places, or they collectively buy theater tickets, or they go on walks together. And so it started out as social media, and they will post their events on Meetup. There are professional groups on Meetup. I said it is not Hookup, but it is a great platform that if you're looking to, you know, kind of find a group that you might be interested in, you can kind of check out on Meetup what they're doing and the days they're doing things, and you can join different groups. Groups, I think, are a very powerful social media part of the social media lifestyle, because again, you can find groups with like interests, whether it is a like interest that is maybe something going on in your life, or it's a like interest, like I'm looking to find other people that play pickleball. So there are lots of opportunities to kind of observe and then decide how far into that relationship you want to get, or how far into that group that you want to get. Again, Facebook groups are private. Most of them are private, but certainly you can, you know, if you don't like a group, you just click leave and off you go. So there's lots of opportunities to explore without committing, but there's also a lot of opportunity to see what's out there.
Yes.
And yeah. How yeah. you may fit that into your retirement lifestyle. And so in real life, online, digital relationships, in real life relationships, all of those can start in social media.
You know, I am an introvert at heart. For me, it's scary, you know, to be out there.
Joking.
No. Well, most people think I am joking, but I really am an introvert at heart. But I'm comfortable acting like an extrovert. But meeting new people, new relationships in real life is scary. I mean, it's... Yeah, you feel insecure, what I'm going to say, what if I make a fool of myself, which I can be really good at that one, you know, so it's scary to put yourself out there in real life. It's less scary. It's less intimidating on social media. And so in that way, it you know, can very well be the opening door, you know, an open door for relationships that may evolve into a real life, you know, relationship. But even if it stays on social media, it's still real. It's just much less intimidating than it would be, you know, in wherever you find new people in real life.
Yeah, I think for anyone, but particularly those of us that are out of the workplace, which would have been the organic way to make friends or to have conversations or to talk about, you know, last night's TV show. For those of us that maybe feel disconnected, you're living in a new place, maybe, you know, your routine is different. This is a really great way to kind of approach and explore. But like all relationships, if you were in a workplace and you were new and you were meeting new people, you would kind of assess, right? you know, what's the dynamic here? What works for me? What doesn't? Or if you had joined a new group in real life. So the same rules apply, right? The same rules apply where you figure out, where do I fit? Where do I not fit in? And, you know, who do I kind of want to get closer to and who do I want to stay away from? And you have the added benefit of connecting to people from a long time ago, but still stay a part of their lives and for them to be a part of your lives. And I think that's a huge, huge bonus. So the social media lifestyle
is real.
And if you, again, if you're active on social media, hopefully this conversation has given you some more encouragement. And if you're not active on social media, start slowly. Right?
Start slowly.
Set up a Facebook account, find some friends that you've known for a long time and connect with them. And one of my friends, all she posts are jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing she posts.
Well, you know, and so Facebook more for casual interaction, you know, match.com obviously is a different intent, you know, for more, you know, intimate relationships. But social media is truly a place where relationships are being born. And that is the power of social media.
Yeah, and you don't need to be an extrovert, right?
Which I'm not.
That's the truth. You can go as far as you want, but start slowly. Take advantage of what's available to you and don't sign up to every single social media platform there is. But, you know, start with Facebook. I mean, that's social media for old people.
That's a social media for old people. That's what it is.
All right. So anyhow, you know, the last few episodes, we've been talking a lot about lifestyle stuff. We've talked about stereotypes like, hey, don't put me in the rocking chair. I'm still rock and rolling. We talked about pickleball as a great social. And we're going to continue doing some more of that.
Lifestyle. Yes, it's retirement is a lifestyle.
So follow us on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page. And stay tuned for some more episodes.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. As always, Andreas, a pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure
and
to
wishing
talk to you,
everybody joyous journeys.